KNKX connects you to Sound Effect, our weekly storytelling show. I'll let Sound Effect host Jennifer Wing introduce this next story.
You're listening to Sound Effect here on 88.5 KNKX. I'm Jennifer Wing, and our theme today is island time. I know that I have had this fantasy, ditching the concrete of the city life for an island full of farms, quiet beaches, and quaint bakeries. Yes, as we've heard earlier in the show, there are obstacles. It can be crazy expensive. But there's something else to consider. The tight-knit communities that exist on these islands are great. But what does this mean if you're single and you want a date? Sound Effect contributor Sarah Ann Lloyd traveled to Orcas Island to find out how living with watery boundaries can affect someone's search for romance.
Like many a Northwest city dweller, I've had my own fantasies about living on one of our local islands, and it's an idea that could seem loverly, given how often islands are the subject of Harlequin novels. But for people with purely romantic associations with islands, folks on islands are, for the most part, like people anywhere else, but under extremely tiny circumstances. When I went to Orcas Island to check out the dating scene, there wasn't much hand-holding going on.
Dating here is like going to high school. It really is, right? It's like going to high school with no parents, right?
This is Darul Shamsuddin. We met at the Lower Tavern Bar in East Sound. If you're single and on an island, this is how things often play out.
So when you want to date someone, you don't actually ask them out and go like, hey, let's go have dinner together. You like randomly run into them and be like, hey, what are you doing? I'm doing nothing. You want to go get naked? It's kind of how it works here.
Getting right to the point? It's a thing here on Orcas. Some people here do try to expand their reach with the usual dating apps, but these digital doors to other people don't take them very far. One islander at the Lower, Lily Ryder, has lived on the island since her early teens. And if you've been there that long, those apps don't show you anything new. Or they show you Canada.
Let's do some swiping. Actually, my friend's dad. Weird. Literally the last person who just talked to you. So this happens on Tinder a lot. It will be like, there are no people around you. You have swiped through Orcas Island tonight. Congratulations.
Even for those who might not know the whole island yet, like India Miller, who worked here only seasonally before moving here full-time recently, Tinder doesn't yield much romantic tandem bike riding.
Tinder, I found, is the one that most people are responding to. You're on Orcas. Let's have sex tonight. I'm like, okay, what? I haven't met you yet. I don't even know if you're a real person yet. So.
Vala Ross was born and raised here. Her word for dating on an island? Desolate.
If you can imagine, a desert is surrounded by other land masses, an island is not. So it's sink or swim, you pretty much drown in a dating pool. You know, the loneliness comes and goes, obviously, mostly in seasons. Summer is good times for everybody.
Right now, single people on Orcas are headed into those good times. Summer. New prospects will be walking the sidewalks and going to work at the local summer camps. Mallory Hagel has lived here for 2 years and tells me how it all usually goes down.
You know, the farm interns start showing up in March, and if you work in a restaurant, like, you'll double the size of your staff and there'll all be new folks. And the people who are tourists who are here for short weekends. So there's a lot of casual things maybe happening. You know, someone that I know who's like awful and hilarious calls it sundress season. But yeah,
sundress season.
I know some people on the mainland that call it sundress season too. It turns out casual misogyny is everywhere. The rules are different with island dating. For example, normally it's considered gauche to date your friend's ex. But on an island, that's okay. There are only so many people after all. On the island, there's a saying. You never really break up with anyone. You just lose your place in line. But if you do want to call it quits with a significant other, on an island, Mallory says a clean break is nearly impossible.
In Seattle, it was like I could like see someone for a little bit. It could go terribly. And then I could just like dodge their neighborhood. And here you cannot do that. You're accountable to what you did. And you're accountable to like that relationship can't just disappear into the mist. I mean, some people figure out how to do it, but you got to work really hard.
Whatever hookups, drama, 3-month romances happen on Orcas Island over the summer, the frenzy comes to a close in September when populations and the tourism trade both dwindle, leaving little to do and fewer people for company.
There is an expression that I've heard called a winter blanket. And so often I feel like around like November, people start kind of pairing up with sort of who they're going to be spending their winter with, essentially. You know, you got to stay warm. It's cold and lonely and dark and gray, and the boats run less often and their restaurants are closed down, and you got to have something to do.
This is my biggest takeaway from my time in Orcas. People who grew up here or lived here during their formative years, they're used to living among the same people for, in some cases, entire lifetimes. It means they're steeped in a culture that lives life out in the open. You write your Tinder profile knowing that every single member of your community, all your friends and acquaintances, are going to see it. And that's okay. Which brings me back to what Mallory said about not being able to disappear. It brings with it a whole other level of accountability to your partners, to your community, and to yourself. Island life, and certainly island dating, is not without its quirks, its pain, and its drama. But it forces you to live your life and maintain your relationships in a way you're comfortable putting out in the open. Whatever that means to you.
That story from Sound Effect contributor Sarah Ann Lloyd.